104.5 The Zone, 818, The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Alongside Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop, I'm Kevin Ingram, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. Run over to our Twitter question. Your favorite TV series finale, your least favorite, you can vote now at WUZ 104.5. We've had some good stuff. Coach Dave McGinnis is with us from Titans Radio. He's brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. Got you covered. Coach Mack, what's happening?
Good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Well, we're getting ready for a little phase 3. The OTAs are starting today, so that's another step. This is still just the beginning of it. You know, they've been separate for the whole time now through phase 2 on the field. They're able to put them together now, but still, I mean, it's going to be a step-by-step process. They're not going to run out there and go full speed. Yeah, no fair dodging right now. Not like you used to.
No full speed?
No full speed.
Fair dodging. The game is not played at half speed. So how do you, as a coach, get away with just go half speed? Because some guys half speed is like, okay, that means I'm just jogging.
They'll be full speed running. They won't be full speed smashing into each other.
That's what you mean.
That's what I'm talking about. Those accidents happen.
Now you going full speed. Break on the ball. Break on the ball, Blaine. That's a big thing, though,
as a coach that you have to do is once you put the rookies, start, you know, putting them in with the vets, teach them how to practice, you know, and teach them how to practice without pads. That's a big thing to learn how to do, because you can practice full speed, but you've got to learn how to practice with each other. You've got to learn how to protect each other and yourself when you're practicing. And now, anytime you put them on the grass, there's a chance something might happen, but you minimize those risks once you teach everybody how to practice at the same level. You can practice at the same speed, but practicing at the same level and being able to take care of each other is a big thing right now.
If you're Arthur Smith, how important are these OTAs, and what are you trying to get accomplished?
No, Mark, I think it's big. I mean, this whole off season is has been big for Arthur, because now, I mean, he's in charge. He's able to implement some of the things he wants to do. You know, get his coaching staff together. He's already had 2 phases with the players in the classroom, and now he's able to put the rookies into this. But it's big for him. I mean, anytime you're a first year coordinator, I mean, I remember when I was a first year coordinator, you look at the whole thing through a different lens. You always try to prepare and get ready, you know, as your career progresses to be a coordinator. But once you have that job, you look at everything you do, every daily task you do, is you look at it through a different lens. And so it's extremely important for him, and I know that he's prepared for it. He's ready to do it. But until you do start doing it, I mean, every day he's going to be saying, you know, I could have done this a little bit better. I really like the way we're doing this, you know, and it's extremely, extremely important for him right now to get everybody on the same page and running down the same line that he is.
If I'm Marcus Mariota, I'm saying to myself, I need to do this, you know, for this OTA session to get started, to get off on the right foot.
Well, I think the biggest thing for him is, you know, is how healthy he is. The nerve, you know, the nerve injury, where is that? Where is his body as far as being able to, you know, to come out and say, you know, I'm getting prepared. But you also got to understand, and I know that everybody does, but, you know, you don't play a ball game until September. So you got to incrementally get ready to do this. But at the same time, I think, and Marcus knows better than anybody, that his health is paramount to what he's going to do, you know, with this season and really for his future.
Well, you talk about, you know, his health, and when I'm saying it, when we're talking about nerves, so there's no hitting going on right now. There's been a lot of time elapsed. How concerned would you be if he couldn't actually practice?
No, I think he's practicing. Point. He's been out there throwing, you know, with what they're doing now. But I mean, I don't have any idea the extent of the nerve injury. I have no idea. I mean, That to me is with the medical people, but from all indications, and again, you don't have to make any type of injury report. Right. Clearly, we know this until the season starts. But you know, from everything that you do here and all the reports, is that he is on track, you know, to be, you know, where he needs to be. And to me, when I talk about his health, I think he understands. And there are some things probably that he might be able to do during the course of live action to, you know, be able to say, you know, that's enough. Let's live to play the next down. But at the same time, some of the things that have happened to him, I mean, it just happens playing ball. And so, you know, him staying healthy, I think, is something that he's very aware of. And I think everybody else on that football team is very aware of, too. But that's not something you ever really want to talk about very much. You know, once you go into it, you played Blaine, you know, that once you go out there and you start to play, you've got to play ball. You've got to play ball and you've got to go full speed and then whatever happens, happens. But we all know just with his history, it's extremely important for him and for this franchise now that he has, you know, a relatively, you know, injury-free season.
How do you, you know, being a former head coach, think about this process of when you brought in Tannehill, how you want to approach it when you go into the meeting rooms and every position should be tested? Most coaches think that way. Maybe not the quarterback position, but in this case, bringing in Tannehill, do you want to open it up to competition, or do you say this is Marcus's to lose? How do you go about this process?
No, I think it was made very clear. John Robinson made it very clear when they came in. Marcus is a starting quarterback. Ryan Tannehill is going to be the backup quarterback. But at the same time, I think what Tannehill, you know, it was able to give the franchise once they signed him. First of all, they did a tremendous job of signing him to a very team friendly contract. You've got an athlete that has had wins in the National Football League as a starter. You have an athlete that has commensurate some skills as far as being able to move, to be able to, you know, some of the same type of throwing skills that, you know, that we've seen with Marcus, so that you can run the same offense no matter who is in there. But I think they came out, not think, I know they came out very specifically and said, Marcus is our starting quarterback. Right. Tannehill is the backup. And then let's go.
Now, how do you handle controversy, coach? When you were a head coach, starter gets injured, someone like Tannehill is very much on the same plane as Marcus, then goes, plays well, and then a guy like Mark goes, he should be the starter. What do you do? And you know he outperformed him. Is that a one-game wonder, or are you just saying, well, that's what we brought him in here for?
Well, first of all, you bring in a backup to be able to win ball games for you. Mm-hmm. You know, if your starter gets hurt, and if your starter gets hurt, then it depends on how long he's hurt. You know, what's the extent of the injury? But to me, when you've got a starting quarterback in the National Football League until he just can't play. Well, then if he comes back to be able to play, I don't think you need to be able to, and I think you can agree with this, just looking back on your career, if you're injured as a starter, you probably should never lose your job as a starter because of injury, you know, when you come back, and if you're fully ready to go. Quarterback is a little bit different position because everything revolves around, you know, what goes on. That's why you like to get backups that are kind of commensurate with what you have so that you can run the same offense as a backup that you can. You don't want to have two diametrically opposed players as a starter and a backup so that you have to completely change everything that you do. But, you know, we're talking about a lot of hypotheticals here. But to me, what you would prefer is to have a backup that can come in and win ball games for you if the starter's going to be out for a small amount of time.
Right. All right, let me just add to this real quick. So I want you to think about this if we have to go to break. Is if he misses, the quarterback misses, the starter, whoever it is, we can talk about any scenario, misses 4 or 5 games, and the backup comes in and you say, wow, he played better than our starter, because you got a bigger sample size than a 2-game window here. He played better. Then what do you do as a head coach? So give us that answer when we come back.
It's Coach Mack, Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. More with Coach in a moment. If you'd like to join us with a question about the Titans, 615-737-1045. Springtime. Been thinking about selling the house. All right. You want to get that done. You get done as easily as you can and move into your new place. Well, you can save a whole bunch of time and not have the hassle of having new showings and all those things and being on somebody else's restrictive schedule and strangers going through your house all the time. That's where Open Door is ready to help. It's the smarter, stress-free way to sell your home. You can get a free competitive offer within a day, within 24 hours. uses current market data from your area to give you an up-to-date offer that is very competitive. You can find out for yourself why 30,000 customers in more than a dozen cities are choosing to sell their homes by using Open Door. You sell your house without listing or showings or months of stress. Don't have to worry about the financing falling through. You can really focus on what's important. That's buying your next place. And also you get complete flexibility and control of your own timeline. So what you do, you go to the website. I'm there right now. Enter the details of your home, get an offer in a few clicks, accept the offer, complete your free home assessment, close the whole thing on your own timeline, get paid within a matter of days. Let Open Door help make it easy for you. Opendoor.com/radio. That's opendoor.com/home. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone at 8:34. Our guest is Coach Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio. He is brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered.
Hey, Greg, yeah, I had a question mark there. You forgot that quick? Yeah.
No, that was a good one.
I saw your mouth open about to talk.
I was going to set it up for you.
Revisit your question.
I was asking you, if you get in a situation, which is always is so different for the quarterback, I want to know what's the mindset of a head coach, since you've been the only one in here being a head coach. Like, okay, the guy comes in and plays four games and does an exceptional job. You go, there's a part of you in your brain when you're watching the film, you go, man, he's been much more productive than an actual starter. And maybe this scenario happens, maybe it doesn't, but I'm sure it's happened before. And you say, man, maybe we should just keep him out here one more week just to see if he can keep this going, because we're also winning and the offense looks pretty good.
Well, the key to the whole sentence that you said was winning. If you're winning, because that's what you look to do, and then you play
the injury a little longer for the starter who used to be the starter.
Well, every scenario is different. I mean, mm-hmm. You have to put yourself. I mean, there's no one set firm rule that you do.
There's no book.
There's no book. No. When I became a head coach, I looked for that book for a long time. Every day you've got
even the Cliff Note version.
Yeah, there's no head coaching for dummies. There, the thing that you got the well, thing that
you should come up with that coach.
The thing that you have to do is you have to be in the moment and you have to make decisions based on what you feel like with the input of your staff as to what's best for the football team at the moment, because you've only got 16 of these games. You know, in your scenario that you brought up, you said you won four in a row. Well, you're on a roll. And yeah. So, you know, now if you go in there and you go 2-2 or you go 1-3, depends on how healthy your starter is once he comes back. But all of those decisions are decisions that you have to make with all of the information that you have at the time. But that's the thing that you always have to be prepared for. You have to be prepared as a head football coach in the National Football League for the unexpected. You have to be prepared for that. And being prepared for it is not necessarily having a firm answer, but it's being able to have a group of people that you can collaborate with and that you can take stock of what your situation is at the moment and then make the best decision that will help you win on Sunday. Because the National Football League is different than any other professional sports. You've only got 16 of these things and they're all precious. You have to win.
No doubt about it. We were talking about this earlier with the caller and made me think about and with the new offensive coordinator. We want to say he's new because it's the first time he's been
right,
offensive
sure.
coordinator. He's been around the organization for a while now. But you got Adam Humphries, Delaney Walker, Corey Davis, the Brown kid, A.J. Brown. And then you got the running game with Henry and Lewis. That sounds like a lot of different good players, and you can spread the ball around. Just looking at that perception, Delaney Walker's numbers are going to probably go down just on that alone with Adam Humphries and Brown, and then Corey Davis continually developing into hopefully a number one. How do you, I guess, spread the ball around and make sure everybody gets these touches, let alone we have Henry and Lewis in the backfield as a pass catcher?
Well, the first thing you do, I mean, you go into it, with a plan on offense and a sin that you want to run, but then every week by week, you've got to figure out, where's my best matchup? What helps me? You know, maybe they have linebackers and safeties that can't cover anybody. All right. Well, then, that ball game, you may go too tight. You might split somebody out to make it look like 11 personnel, which is like three wides. Get the matchups you want. The league is such a matchup game that it's position specific. It's game specific and it's game plan specific. But all of those people that you have said, that's the ability of a good offensive coordinator, is you don't want to go into it just saying, this is what we're going to do, and this is the only way we're going to be able to attack somebody. Because once you start doing that, and you know this from the time that you've played, if you're looking at an offense and you say that no matter how they're trying to window dress it, here's who they're trying to get it to, and here's who they're trying to get it to, like, you can take that away. You can take that away. So the more options you have, the better off you are.
Get some calls for Coach Dave McGinnis, 615-737-1045. Kenny in Murfreesboro, start us off. Good morning. You're on the Zone.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Coach.
Kenny, how you doing, man?
Good, sir. Thank you. One quick question. The Titans make the playoffs in 2019 if, thank you, I'll listen to you.
You know what? And that's a nice question with an if, Kenny. And no, it seriously is. And here's the thing. And
if
I say
they win enough games to go to the playoffs.
Well, if you know, first of all, you know, if you've got enough consistency with what you're doing, you know, I think we saw consistency last year defensively. I think you can see it consistently throughout the season. You know, regardless, they had some injuries on defense too, but Dean Pease found a way to at least, you knew what you were getting defensively, you know, every ball game, even though he had to do it different ways. I think we need more consistency offensively. And I think everybody, you know, has said that, you know, within that building. And I think everybody understands that, but consistency on offense doesn't just mean you don't come in there and say, well, you know, we're going to run it, you know, 40 times and we're going to throw it 15. We're going to do what it takes to win, but whatever we're going to do, we have to be consistent with us and give ourselves a chance from the jump, you know. But instead of what you don't want to do, especially offensively in the National Football League, you don't want to be pecking and searching during a ball game for something that will work. You want to be able to have counter punches for what goes on. That comes with being consistent.
Good point. In Nashville, Jerry, good morning. You're on the Zone.
Hey, good morning.
Jerry, how are you?
Good morning.
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, I got a perfect example. I'm a Chiefs fan from 1970. I remember the only Super Bowl they won. I'm not sure of the year. It was the late 90s. Marty Schottenheimer was the coach, and I'm not hot for him either. Elvis Gerby gets hurt in the second or third game. They bring in Rich Gammon. He runs off a string of wins. And Gerby gets well, and then he turns around and jerks Gannon before the playoff game, and they go down. I say if the replacement is doing well, you stick with him.
Yeah, Jerry. Well, I mean, you suffered through Elvis Gerback and Rich Gannon, and that's here's the thing that goes on. And again, as I said, and as I answered Blaine, and he had a very good question, and it was a very fair question. You have to get a feel for what's going on with your team at the time, and then as a head coach, and you know, initially, and then finally, that decision is yours. And once you make a decision, you go with it.
Or you can just get the book or the Cliff Notes version of a head coach.
Either that, or just open the book and go to page 12, section 1, rule 3, that says here's what you do.
Yeah, it's in the same aisle where they say, you know, how to, you know, raise your kid when they're babies.
Yeah,
know.
There you go.
That's on page 12.
It's
on
the same aisle.
Yeah,
same aisle.
That's the same. That's the same book.
Yeah, that's a long
book. Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, good luck on that. Coach Dave McGinnis is our guest from Titans Radio. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Our show, The Wake Up Zone, is powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Have some fun with Tennessee Lottery Instant Games. Play the May Instant Games. Top prizes go from $5,000 all the way up to $500,000. Go by any Tennessee Lottery retailer. You can play Loteria or Hit the Jackpot or All About the Bends or Extra Bonus. Play today. Wake Up Zone, coming right now. .1045 The Zone. 8:48 the time. The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, comes in here every Monday morning, dressed in all black. The Coach Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered. It's got a cover. I'm coming to do talking about the Titans and the OTA work, which begins today over at St. Thomas Sports Park.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a start of it. What I like is that now, as a coach, you know, once this new CBA came in, you go through the different phases of it. At least this phase, they can come together now to start with. And you can start to kind of see, you know, some of the things that you want to implement and some of the things that you've been working on in the classroom, that you've been working on separately, that you've been walking through on separate fields. You can start to put some of that stuff together. I mean, it's all a progression, but this was, I really enjoyed this phase of it coming in.
I know this from you coming in every week. As far as the improvement from year one to year two, I mean, two of your favorite players by the end of the year were Harold Landry, if he wasn't before, and Rashawn Evans. And what about Landry sort of getting over that threshold from hurries and knockdowns to actual sacks? I mean, we saw it, but what do you want to see from him from year one to year two? And also with Evans, sort of the evolution of his role now that we see what he can do just purely as an inside linebacker.
Well, Harold Landry, let's start with him. I mean, that is an individual improvement thing in his part. He's got to develop counter moves, because just a pure speed rusher in the National Football League, if that's the only club that you have in your bag, you know, when you come to the game, they'll take that away from you. There will be times when you'll be able to use it if you're, you know, but you can't use it all the time. People study film too hard. They understand who you are. They understand the matchup. So he'll have to develop counters. The other thing that he will be able to do is he will be able to understand the defense much better this year. You have to understand how to use your help on your defense also to be able to do things within the call, to be able to be successful. And hurries are big. Sacks are not the end all to be all. We all like them. They're important at times in ball games, but hurries, look, if it's third down and you make a hurry and you make it incomplete, you've made them punt. That's tremendous. All right. That's what you want. But he needs to individually improve on his counter moves. And I'm sure that's what he's been working on. Rashawn Evans is a different story. The thing that he's done, he's been hurrying up to catch up since he missed all of his early workouts as a rookie. You know, he really had a lot of developmental things that he missed as a rookie because of his hamstring injury. Once he was able to come back, I think all of us were able to see him incrementally improve week to week to week during a game plan. And during the week, it's really hard to start working on your individual and start working on your techniques from jump in the middle of a season. Because now you're into schemes, you're into technique, you're into time constraints. This offseason will be a tremendous time for him to be able to start sharpening those individual tools that he needs. And also, and once he does that, Dean will figure out a way to implement him more into their defensive scheme, as you saw him doing towards the end of the year.
Do you think, Woodyard would take on a lesser role to, let's say, continue his historic run here at this old ripe age of, well, I don't know what he is, 33. I don't know. He's been in the league a long time. With Evans as well as something Brown being the starters, and then maybe you come in a situational, or do you think he's still performing at a high level that would be hard for him to do?
No, I think he's still performing
at Evans
at a high level. And I mean, you were a veteran in the league, and you know that mm-hmm. as you get on in your career, there are so many things that you can impart to rookies, and there's so many things, not only rookies, but younger players, you know, within the scheme. Wesley Woodyard, to me, is a tremendous example of not ever setting limits on yourself. Mm. Coming in as a free agent, you know, and I mean, to have been a captain at every level of football that he's ever played at, and to have the success that he has had, those kind of players and those kind of people have so, I give them so much respect for me, because I know how hard it is to come in at the bottom and to be able not only to work yourself into a significant role, but to be able to sustain a significant role throughout a career. Wesley Woodyard is, to me, the epitome of what a pro is.
Sneaking a couple more calls here for Coach Mack. Chris, good morning. You're on the Zone. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Coach Mack. How's it going, guys?
Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I've had a question burning for me for you. Okay. You speak of dogs quite a bit on 3HL and throughout the day. This guy we picked up in the sixth round, David Long Jr., did he slide that low because of his height? And I've looked at game film, this guy. He left his team in tackles, Big 12 Player of the Year, and defensively, take it for what it's worth. He just got that dog tendency to me, man. I think he might be that low round, I got a chip on my shoulder just because I'm 5'11" type chip. What do you think?
No, I think, look, I really like the player on film, and thanks for the call. I mean, I really liked him, you know, watching film. And when you let's go back. The first two behind-the-ball linebackers taken this year in the National Football League draft, all right, were under 6 feet tall. That is what it. That's what this league is moving to now because of the way the game has expanded offensively, horizontally. It's a wide open game now. You know, it's not so much now the 6'3", 6'4", 250-pound middle linebacker that's coming downhill to flathead a fullback, you know, for three times in a row. These are the types of players you're looking for. You're completely right with David Long. When you watch him, he's got an innate ability, first of all, like what I say when I'm watching a ball, a guy behind the ball and I'm grading him for the draft, what type of GPS does he have to the ball? What's his locator? What's his locator ability? He's got a great locator ability. He was one of their best behind-the-ball blitzers that they had. I'm really looking forward to watching this player throughout this time going through training camp because I think they will find ways to use him. And the thing that stuck out to me watching him on tape, he is a football player that produces tackles.
What's that jump like for those rookie guys? They've been in there competing against rookies, and now they step up a class here in these OTA workouts.
They're huge. I mean, it's big because no matter, look, it's a different world. The National Football League, once you come in a National Football League building, it's a different world than what they were used to at the NCAA, no matter what level they played at. You know, and it's a different world. It's a different mindset. You're competing against and working with full-grown men. And everything that happens, you know, you're accountable not only to yourself, but you're accountable to everybody else. And it's a completely different mindset. And those that are able to get into that mindset and get into that flow and get into what that world is in the National Football League mentally quicker are the guys that usually last.
Our time goes fast, man.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Done.
Just all like right, Game of Thrones, man. We're done.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. Yeah.
We ended on a great note, though.
Right. Nobody's complaining about the story writing around here.
See you guys. Thanks.
See you, Coach Mack. Okay. It's Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio every Monday morning here on the Wake Up Zone. He's brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Again, you need great health care coverage at an affordable price. All you have to do is let Farm Bureau coach you through it. They have got you covered.